you know, I don't know for sure. I don't, you know, why didn't any one of the digital modes take over? I think none of them really sound great that are readily available. They sound okay, but they don't sound great. People are used to analog. Every radio does analog, right? Every radio does digital plus analog. Then there's just analog radios. You can run things from 50 years ago perfectly fine on analog systems. You can run repeaters that are 50 years old, you know, perfectly fine. So I just think it's just the abundance of equipment, old and new, and, you know, and it sounds good. You know, when it's working right, it sounds better. It can sound horrible, too. But, yeah, I just think it's all that. The digital stuff's, you know, a little bit more particular, and you got to get it set up right. I'm surprised Fusion isn't more popular than it is, but, you know, you do got to buy into a brand. You don't have to buy into a brand with analog, you know. Every single maker, you know, every last one of them has a analog-capable radio, from Motorola to Bofang, and everyone in between. Whereas, you know, you got to kind of like, what if you're not a Yaesu guy? Well, you're not doing Fusion. You know, what if you're not a G-Star guy? You know, well, then you're not looking at an Icon for your digital radio. So that does that there also, you know, might be a barrier. I don't know though. Guessing.
You know, that's a point I completely forgot about. The proprietary, you know, this is what you got to use. Aside from DMR, DMR is a little more flexible. Followed by D-Star, but yeah, you could really weed some people out based on preferences. Like, I know that I really wouldn't be interested in, at least currently, a Yaesu HT to do Fusion. Although they sound, their radios on their proprietary Fusion sound great, so maybe not. But yeah, good point. Analog is on every radio, and the cost of entry is very, very cheap.